The Catholic Church in the Middle East, Communion and Witness. That's the theme of the two-week meeting, which brings together over 300 church leaders, religious and lay experts, to discuss the complex pastoral and political challenges facing churches throughout that region. 13 ecumenical delegates from other Christian churches will also address the synod, as well as a leading Jewish figure, Rabbi David Rosen, and for the first time, Sunni and Shia Muslim representatives. Among church leaders I've spoken to already, expectations are running high that this gathering will bring a new vitality and, above all, a new sense of hope to Christians across the region. Maronite Bishop Beshara Rai heads the Diocese of Byblos in Lebanon.
The Synod for the Middle East is for us a great hope. Even more, I'll say it is a new Pentecost for our churches, because facing the challenges in the Middle East, we have to listen what the Holy Spirit will say to our churches in the Middle East. On the light of the Word of God, as we read in the Instrumentum Laboris. And I think the great hope is that our people will take conscience of His presence in the Middle East, a presence of vocation and mission. And we have really to continue spreading the gospel of salvation for humankind. It is in the Middle East that the gospel has been announced to the world. So we have to continue our mission.
The Synod is, of course, looking primarily at the pastoral needs of people in countries across the region. But in most of these countries, in yours particularly, it's almost impossible to separate the pastoral from the political, isn't it?
We cannot, you know. We have to join always. The Word became flesh. So we cannot separate the gospel, the Word of God, from our life, our daily life. Especially that in the Middle East and the Arab countries, we are living among two great religions, Muslim and Judaism, who are a theocratic political system. They don't separate religion from state. And so we have to face this. We cannot speak only about spiritual things, but we have to go from spiritual to the living life. So politics is a part of our gospel.
The Synod runs here in the Vatican until the closing Mass on October the 24th. I'm Philippa Hitchin.